you dread it because of that surprise extra fee from the airline. And now there are even more of them.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg joins us with the nitty-gritty. Hiya, Peter.
How you doing, guys? You're not kidding. We've become the nation that is the home of the brave and the land of the free. it's getting worse and worse and worse. And let me give you some numbers. In 2011, the airlines generated $22 billion in ancillary fees. That's everything from pillows to check bags to change fees. You know what it was last year?
No.
$36 billion.
Wow.
And going higher this year. And the little-known secret about that is this. The reason why the airlines are doing everything they can to make it a fee-based way to go is because of taxes. An airline ticket, if I charge you $100 for an airline ticket, it could be as high as $52 of that $100 goes to federal taxes. It's taxed at a very high level. So the airlines only begin to gross $48 out of that. But if they charge you $20 for the ticket and $100 in fees, the fees are taxed at state sales tax levels, and the airlines pocket so much more. That's the reason why this is happening.
Now, we've said that there are more fees on the way. Give us an idea of what kinds of fees we're talking about.
Well, for example, Southwest Airlines, you know, that's the airline that has branded their entire airline over the idea that they do not charge you for checked bags, but your bag better not be overweight because the fee just went up to $100. And they're going to charge a no-show fee of up to maybe $40 or $50 for canceling a flight. And then if you want early boarding now, it'll be $40. Now, the irony of all that is the reason why people would want early boarding on any airline is so that if they got their roller board on because they didn't want the airline to check it and pay the fee, at least they got a chance to get on first to get it in an overhead compartment. So anything is a fee these days.
So you're talking really about a lot of money to for travelers. Is there any way around them, Peter?
Well, yes. Basically, you FedEx yourself. Although, listen, you're bordering on costs being almost equal now. The best way to do that is to realize what costs you don't need to pay for. For example, airlines will charge you for what they call a preferred coach seat. But the airlines define a preferred coach seat by a seat that's closer to the first class section of the plane. That even includes the dreaded middle seat. Why would you pay a premium for that? The closer you sit to first class only means one thing. You can smell the chocolate chip cookies, but you still can't have one. So, you know, be realistic about why you're on the plane to begin with. You're not on the plane for the rich Caribbean leather. You're not on the plane for the Broadway show tunes, the flight attendants who are not going to perform anyway. And you're certainly not on the plane for the food. So be reasonable about what you're expecting on the flight, which really is to go from point A to point B. And then you'll start lowering some of those costs.
All right. Good talk to you again. Thanks so much, Peter.
Anything, guys.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg, and his website is petergreenberg.com.